What's going on? It is another episode here. I know we mentioned it before in the episode before that we're planning to find a name for this podcast. I got some suggestions. I have one that is one to one, which doesn't make sense, but they give it to me. I was like, okay. There's a lot of things. Sam, you give me one. Which one was the one that you give me?
I said mixed reality, so we can discuss. Mixed we need to discuss reality. More than just the challenge, but challenge is our main
agreed.
Okay.
Vibe.
I'd love to get into all the reality because that's all I watch.
I like that. You're a reality. Are you sure you're not
people
Truman?
Ask me if like what shows do I watch, and like sometimes I'm like I'm not even embarrassed because I love these shows, but it's like they're like I was like I watch Game of Thrones and Suits, and then everything else is reality.
That's my life.
For sure.
Man.
I sound like I have like no life. I'm only watching reality. I watch Grey's Anatomy still.
Oh, my girlfriend.
Now that's done.
My girlfriend swears Grey's Anatomy is the Bible. Like it's TV
great.
Bible. It's just the best show I've ever
That is a
time.
Female show.
My mom's obsessed
my mom's
too. I've never
too.
Seen it.
Yeah. Even in Colombia, you watch that. Here we go.
What's it called in Colombia?
Same. Grey's Anatomy. Yeah, they just don't change it. It's just
no
the same. Yeah.
There's no word for
that's
word
the only two words that my mom knows in English. Grey's Anatomy.
I really?
No, I just speak English. So yeah, we're planning to change the name of the podcast. For now, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. There's so many. There's like seven that we have to sit on. And you can find us at Juan the Colombian. We're going to try to change that because as you heard, it's not just me. It's Nelson and Sam that just jump here and try to help me with this thing. And we're working good as a team. I think we sound great. I like it. People seem to like it too, which is awesome. There's some people in Hamilton. I got some friends in Hamilton that I went to Mexico with a radio station and as an engineer. And I met some winners, and they are big challenge guys and big challenge girls that watch the TV show. And they said that they love this, that they every week they look forward to hear what we have to say about the challenge, about The Bachelor, even though we don't talk too much about The Bachelor and Survivor. But yeah, I like that. I like mixed reality. That's what you call it, right?
We have fans. I'm so proud of us.
Hey, listen, everyone starts from somewhere. And like
Absolutely.
we start from there, and it's the fact that people are gonna start like seeing like, hey, I watched that show, I want to hear. Oh my god, oh my
Kyle
god, Kyle just jumped in our podcast. Kyle,
you can't
want to. He can see me.
Yeah, I can see you.
You can't hear him though.
Kyle, I can't see anybody. That's no fun, guys.
Can you tell him that we're recording the podcast and he's on it?
Thanks for the donut, buddy.
Don't worry, buddy. Hey, hold on. Can you tell him?
What?
Because he cannot hear it.
He's chirping the shit out of me.
No, we're recording a podcast right now. About the challenge. So you're on it, man. You're our first guest.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, I got a question for you.
Don't go. Kyle.
Hold on.
He's got to run.
Yeah, I know, but hold on. Give us a name suggestion for this podcast.
One, he's going to say hear you.
I know.
He's got to go.
Can you translate it, please?
He wants a name for a podcast. We just talked about the challenge.
Sick.
Or reality TV. What suggestion? One.
You're gonna put him
one.
On the spot with that one.
Yeah.
I gotta think it through.
Let him think it through.
Send it to me.
You gotta go.
Thank you.
Enjoy, guys.
Take care, man. Thanks, bro.
Okay. Well, that was Kyle. He's the morning show guy for one of the radio stations that we work at. That's probably gonna be deleted. But if not, then here we go. You can follow him on Country 104.
Yeah. Great guy, by the way.
great guy.
Unbelievable guy.
Favorite guy.
Well, everyone loves Kyle. Let's bring him
it's
on
pretty
this
true.
Podcast. Yeah, he's such a lovely guy.
He's a really nice person.
He is. He's one of the few real genuine.
Well, now we're going to keep this because I want him to hear this.
Yeah, and Kyle and Kendra, I listen to when I drive to work every morning, so I'm a fan.
Oh, there we go. Kendra's
in mommy land right now.
I know, I miss her. No offense to Leanne.
Kendra is a huge challenge.
That's what I was going to say.
Kendra is such a huge challenge. She's watching it right now. She's messaging me earlier.
If you think you like the challenge, you got to see Kendra. You got to talk to Kendra because she is the kind of girl that she actually knows her stuff.
Yeah, Kendra is obsessed.
Like, she will bring something from 10 years ago, like if it was yesterday. And you're like, wait, what? Oh, yeah, I do remember that. So yeah, she knows her stuff. We got a lot of things to talk about in this podcast today, in this episode. We're all over for now. We're talking about the name for the podcast. If you have some suggestions, throw us our way. We have our social media in the podcast, so I'll plug that in again in the description if you want to go see how Sam looks, Nelson, or myself. And if you want to just give us suggestions with the name, that would be super sweet. But we're going to start talking about something that happened in the episode that airs 2 days ago. And it was Nanny and Casey. What are you guys thinking about that? Like, it's, for me, it was the first time that I see, first of all, Nanny flirting with a girl. Again, I could be wrong. I don't remember all the episodes. I don't remember all the seasons. But in my head right now, I think that was the first time I see him flirting with some, like, a girl.
It caught me by surprise, but well, Nani, obviously. Nani, she flirts with rookies every season. Like, she was with, earlier in the season, she was into ASAP. He went home.
Okay.
And it was Fessy for a little while there, and then now Casey. And yeah, I don't know if she's hooked up with the, I feel like, at first I thought maybe her and Anissa had a thing. That's why Anissa was so jealous. But it was Anissa and Veronica, I think, that had a thing back in the day.
I think Anissa was
Anissa
the kind
and Veronica, and Anissa and Rachel dated for a long time.
Oh, Rachel. Yeah. I remember Rachel.
And yeah. So she did have a thing with Veronica. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so it was Nani. I think that is her. On TV, at least.
Yeah, I think it was the first time. Like, for me?
I was surprised.
I was a little surprised, but it was interesting. Like, the fact that the way that she flirted with her, for me, yes, it was a little aggressive. Especially she knowing that the other girl had a girlfriend.
Well, this is a masterclass, Kayla. Look at what Casey did. This is what you do when you're in a relationship and you're on a TV show.
Yes.
Exactly. When a girl courts you like that, or she's pressuring and you stand firm. Obviously, Bear was a little more persistent and
it was pressuring, like 10 days instead of one night.
But yeah, Casey, credit to her, because Nani was pushing and pushing and pushing. She's like, do you want to go to the bathroom? Cause, you know, obviously,
and she was polite. She wasn't rude at all. She was very polite. She's like, Nani's super beautiful, like this and that.
Well, Nani says, you're making me feel a way I've never felt before. So it was new for Nani. Or maybe it wasn't new to her, but her first sort of, you know, foray into that sort of thing. So you know, but Casey, like, stood firm, said, no, I have a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And I see Casey as someone who's very focused on the game, too.
You think so?
Casey didn't seem to care at all. She's not like, oh yeah, she's hot, but I'm not gonna hook up with her or anything like that. She's like, yeah, I have a girlfriend who I respect. I just care about money,
which is great mentality to have.
It especially if you want to win like the prize, the end prize. That
of course
would be good for her. But yeah. So you mentioned Anissa. I know there has been a lot of different hookups in this show. Like, so many. We could ask Bananas about that, because I think he has the record for the most.
Does he?
He's been in, like, how many challenges?
But he had a girlfriend.
Every challenge.
He had a girlfriend for the longest time.
He's still flirting. And
back in the day, it was...
Corey's up there, though, too. Like,
Corey's the mama. Corey's the mama maker.
Yeah.
He's the one who's, like, dates someone and just give them a kid.
He only dates MTV. Yeah, no, he has a kid with Cheyenne, who did one season. And then
now with Taylor.
Taylor, who was on Are You the One?
Who's next? Hello. I don't know. Hopefully
he hooked up with Kayla a bunch too. Remember, Pete is better.
He hooked up with Anissa too.
That's what I was gonna say.
That is so random.
I know. And he was like so into her. Like, really into Anissa. Good for Anissa though. Like, she also hooked up with, like you said, Rachel. Veronica.
She dated her.
Yeah, she dated Rachel.
She did someone else. I just can't remember who it was.
But all of that stuff led to a giant fight between Anissa and Nani.
Which I think it was. It was more the alcohol,
Nani.
So sad.
Anissa was just fine. She's like, hey, like, whatever. Like, and Nani's drunk as shit.
You know what I didn't
hammered,
like?
Saying all kinds of really low blows, if you ask me.
It was really bad, though.
Yeah, and Anissa was just, like, trying to look out for her. Anissa's like, I thought we were, like, close friends. You'd think the old school would stick together, but... You know, Nani's trying to found her own little holy trinity there with
Nani's
Kayla.
Nani's always
and Jenna.
Been in the middle. She's always been in the middle. She's not like...
Well, because like she would always be linked with... She would always be side by side with Bananas, and he never really like... You know, she's always trying to find her way in the game, and she's done it so many... I feel kind of bad for her, but I don't at the same time. She's She's kind of always like, even when she was into bananas and he would still not like look out for her.
But that's, she never actually looked for someone that look up for her. You know what I mean? She's been like very strong woman that doesn't need like anyone to be like, oh yeah, I got you. You know what I mean? Like she doesn't really care about that. But yeah, like going back to the fights and the relationships and all that kind of stuff. I was sad that MTV didn't show us the whole thing with the fight, just because I don't know if you guys noticed that, but like they were arguing and then out of nowhere, the noodle soup was in the, like half of the noodle soup was in the floor already.
Yeah.
And then she was holding the cup almost empty. And then 5 minutes after, Anissa's like, I cannot believe she threw that at me. She has such a bad aim. He's like, why MTV didn't show us this? Like,
editing
I get
was
it.
Sus there. Yeah.
It was really bad.
But,
yeah.
Because Nani was obviously still really drunk. She was sitting there eating her noodles. Like, she got, when Jenna, she's like, Jenna, tell me what happened. Jenna did. Then Nani got mad at Jenna for Jenna's like, I'm telling you what happened. You asked me, right?
Jenna was
like, trying to take space. But that's I decided that if I ever were to be on a reality show, I would just never get drunk because it never goes well for anybody, especially on the challenge.
Yeah,
unless you're Bear.
Unless you're really crazy. Look. So like, who cares?
Like, I don't even think Jordan drinks on the challenge. Sure. He's always just kind of chilling. Same with Tori.
He did once. He did at
back
the beginning.
In the day. Yeah, Jordan used to be. Jordan's hooked up with. Remember how many hookups that guy used to have? He used to be out there.
Magic.
Married man. But yeah, and then Nani, and then all of a sudden, Anissa and Nani are yelling at each other through from like, and then Rogan and Corey are separating them, and all of a sudden the noodles get thrown. They're all over the floor.
I don't understand that. Yeah. And then like what you said, like, and so Jenna got involved, and then Nani's giving Jenna shit, and then I was like,
Nani asked Jenna what happened.
What?
Jenna told her what happened. Nani didn't like it, apparently, even though it's exactly what happened. And she started going to Jenna. She's like, all right, fine, whatever. And then she started going off on Anissa again. And Anissa kept calling her trashy, which she was being trashy, kind of.
She was.
Yeah.
She was being trashy.
Very. And then you threw noodles, come on. And then she's like, keep the trash down, please. Yeah, so, like, that was obviously, like, antagonizing her some more, but, yeah, Nani, I've never liked her.
That wasn't that mean of a comment, though.
No. She was basically just, like, chill. Like, I've just never really liked Nani, to be honest.
She's, like, what I said, she's in the middle. She's the kind of girl that, like, you don't like, but you don't hate. It's just, she's there. She's part of the TV show. And
she's perfectly fine. That's what we say about someone who's in the middle there. They're just fine.
They're just fine. Exactly. Yeah.
Like, she's, I lean more on the dislike to her, but like.
Really?
You know, like, her personality's not that great.
I was going to get Nani next episode here. So now we cannot get her on.
I'll tell her.
I'm
like,
kidding.
Listen, Nani. I know it's TV.
I feel like we should pick a different choice.
I know it's TV, but it's time for intervention here. Real challenge intervention with Nelly.
Hey, listen. If you ask me, looking at Nani's cousin, I really love Nani compared to Nicole. Like, Nicole is...
Oh, Nicole's like a totally different person.
But that's what I'm saying. If you look at that family, I would rather have Nani.
Nicole has personality, though.
She's aggressive. She's very aggressive.
She wears a lot of makeup, but she is...
Oh, way more than
she has a personality.
Hey, I'm going to tell you a quick story here that happened to me in one of the challenges that I was watching. It was one of the first ones that I saw from Nicole that she was on. I was watching it, the episode, and I was like, oh, yeah, okay. She shows a lot of skin because that's just Nicole. She's like the kind of girl that's always in bra, like bathing suit and stuff like that. And then I remember MTV showing the next day after the party, like after party, like in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then I saw this person without makeup. And then I was like, oh, what? Is that a producer? I think they messed up showing that girl that she's not even in the show. That like, it's not here. Like, what are they showing this? Well, it was Nicole. It just, I never saw her without makeup.
Yeah.
That's so true. Totally I remember different. That happening too.
Yeah, she was in the background like, once, and I was like, who was that?
Like, who's that?
Yeah, on Bloodlines.
It was Bloodlines?
Yeah, because
that was her first season with Nani.
Yeah. I was like, what the heck? Okay, so we're going to move on. We talk about the relationship. We talk about, like, Nani going nuts in this episode and how she went into Anissa, and then she apologized to Anissa, which is good. And we talk about Jenna. But Jenna, in this episode, she got more TV time just because Not because of her. Well, also because of her, because we're going to talk about that later. But because of Zach. We all know Zach is Jenna's boyfriend. And I knew he was kind of crazy for what I remember from, like, Real World Las Vegas and all the stuff that he did there.
I don't know if crazy is the word. It applies, but I would say insecure, aggressive, paranoid. Those are
possessive,
a little bit...
That's possessive, jealous.
Those all work a little bit better.
Bro, if the last episode was bad when he called Jenna and being like, oh, this.
You cheated on me. He accused her.
Yeah, the one this week was even worse. When he said, bro, I almost punched the TV. No, I didn't. But I was so mad when he said to Jenna, no, Jenna, if you stay there, this is over. And then she's like, no, but like, you know, she's being polite. She's not screaming at him, nothing. She's like, no, but please try to understand this. No, Jenna, I said it. If you stay there, it's over. Bye, bye, bye. And then he hung up on her. I was like, like, bro, how insecure you, like, are you, that you cannot trust your girlfriend that she's been with you for so many years after you screw up so many times, and you still feel like, I have to get her home right now. If she already did something, she already did. So let her just freaking leave the show and, like, just talk about it after. But you're a fucking psycho when you're, like, telling her that in front of national TV. It's not like he's not on TV. He knows they're going to show that.
Of course.
Like, don't you think about
that's,
your,
but
like...
That's why I think it's so real, because he that's how he genuinely feels, because, like, if he was, like, holding back, he's like, oh, crap, I can't look like this on TV, but he actually felt that. He's like, I don't care, because this is the way I feel, and then he still doesn't realize that he's a psychopath.
He's a psycho, man.
And I hate using that word, because I know it's actually, like, they're...
No, but jealousy is just not a good look, and I can't handle, like, how he was acting at all. It's such a terrible character trait that just, like, burns my hate fire. But when, like, even when she was like, I didn't cheat on you, and he gave her that look, and he did it twice, like, oh, you're lying and you're full of crap.
He's like,
but she probably didn't cheat on him. And, like, you don't know this. You're making this up, and yet you're going off on her. And also when he went and looked at her and was like, she said, oh, I need to win money so we can pay for a house that we have.
And
he's
wedding.
Like, my house. And I was like, whoa, calm down.
Yeah. He literally corrected her to his house. Like, and it's like, I'm going to have you. Well, he said something about your stuff. If you don't come home,
I'm going to put it in a box.
Yeah. Your stuff will be collected and, like, all that stuff. And it's like, dude, threatening too now. Like, come on. It's like blackmail.
That is blackmail.
It is.
That is completely blackmail. I think
so.
That's
possessive.
First of all, it's really bad on him, but it's really bad on her too. It's like, bro, don't you see? You're gonna marry a psycho. They're still together. She keeps saying
they're engaged.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think she does well, because I feel like she wins some amount of money, and that's why they're together still. Not to sound like a horrible person, but that's just my prediction.
Also, you're giving us a spoiler here, saying that she wins.
No, that's my prediction.
I remember.
I'm guessing. That's just based on his behavior. He was so angry and so enraged, but as she won money, I bet you she came home and he'd be less angry.
Oh, you come home with $1 million? That No, you never cheated on me.
Baby, welcome home.
You can forget a lot of shit real quick.
Exactly.
Unless she actually cheated on him, then he would still be heartbroken, but, like, she didn't.
She did it. I don't think she did. She seems like a good person, and I was really proud of her for staying. And,
yes,
like, killing it in the elimination. And also saying, at one point she said, I need to put myself first. And I was like, good for you, girl.
You're there to win $1 million, girl. Mm-hmm. Or 2 million, isn't it? Oh, no, that's Survivor. That's
no,
2 million.
It's
1 million still.
Oh, so now you're confusing me. Now I think it's Survivor. Is it 2 million?
Survivor's two.
Holy Jesus.
I haven't watched that yet, but, well, anyway.
I can tell you who won. I know.
Don't
already.
Tell me who won.
So the guy who won Survivor is... it's like, done. No, but yeah, like, Jenna, I feel that Jenna, she's a sweetheart.
Oh, my God. And she's not the hookup girl. Like, she's not the one that's out there. She's not, like...
She's been in the challenge for too long, too. Like, she's been there for, like, 8 years. So she's not that kind of girl. She's not the kind of girl that's going to go crazy.
No,
so I think that you need to get your shit together and just, bro, trust your girlfriend. Like, if you're with someone, I feel in any relationship, you have to respect each other and trust each other. And you don't have that with her. So it's like, what are you guys marrying? They keep saying, like, yes, we're good at home. The thing is, like, you guys are reality TV personalities. You got to realize that if you want to eat, if you want to live in the house that you're living, that you're calling your house, Zach, you got to understand that she has to go to work. That's work. That's not... that. For us, it's, oh, that's reality. Wow. Ooh. That's work for them. You know what I mean? Like, they have... It's funny, but I hear Bananas talking about it before in all our podcasts, in all our platforms, saying, like, I got two personas. One that is in my real life, another one that is in the challenge.
Exactly. And that's how you have to be.
And you got to be like that. You got to understand that, like, it's like that. If you don't like it, get out of it. Morgan, the girl that Bananas is dating, she's done with reality TV. She said, like, I'm done. This is not for me.
Thank God, though.
She did one season, I think.
Yeah, and she gone.
Stale.
She gone. So it's like,
how do you really feel, Nelson? How do you really feel about it?
Well, on X on the Beach, too, she was pretty stale. She's just, like, there's a million Morgans out there. 10 million of them.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah.
That's
so
true.
So, yeah, so, like, I feel that just to close that topic, bro, get your shirt together. Just,
yeah, Zach, come on,
if,
bro.
And if you're that kind of if you're listening and you have that kind of, like, insecurities in your life, just talk about it. Go talk to someone about it, because it's not good that, first of all, you don't trust the person that you're with. And if you don't do it, just talk with that person. And if you don't find a solution, just move on with your life. Like what Nelson just said, there's a million more girls out there. There's a million girls that maybe mm-hmm. you're dating the wrong one. That's it. It's okay. Or a guy. I don't care. Like,
yeah,
it's just be happy, man. And that's it. Jenna is the main thing here, because she went from the bottom to, like, the top. She was the kind of girl that she was depressing. She was thinking about, like, oh, maybe I want to go home because my relationship, because of this and that. Then she went into, like, this positive mood, being like, you know what? I want to stay here. And then Nelson, not you, but the other Nelson, he was being like, oh, I'm going to call Jenna because, like, She, you're giving this call to Tori so easily. How bad that freaking guy has to eat his words.
Oh my God,
after
Nelson.
He spent a good 20 minutes of his life talking how Jenna is going to give up.
And then berated Kayla.
Yeah.
This guy, Nelson, put shame to the name.
We'll talk about Nelson.
All the time.
We'll talk about Nelson later. But okay. Like, so Jenna, she went from the bottom all the way to the top. Mm-hmm. What a great freaking competition they did. Like,
everyone was using the word that Jenna was checked out because of all the Zach stuff. Like, mentally, she wanted to go. So that's why they brought her into the tribunal with Jordan and Nani. And I wasn't sure, too. But at the same time, I was like, I kind of know Jenna. Like, I don't think she would just, like, quit like that. And you know how TJ feels about quitters. Mm-hmm. And he even said that one thing. He's like, I heard someone wants to quit here. And then she didn't say anything, right?
She was quiet. I love how the edits, NTV edit that. She's like,
because if you quit, TJ will.
I was
will...
just looking at his face, and then he keeps staring at me like, I want to quit. And then I was like, oh, Jenna, you're so lovely.
Yeah.
Like,
And so Tori obviously nominates herself, says she wants to go in. And they all, which Nelson, in that regard, Nelson kind of had a point.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, if you're girls, why are you giving another strong girl who's, you know, a free, like, not a free ride, but like a shot that she wants? Like, you should want to keep Tori out of those things so she doesn't get to the final.
Yes and no, but like, bro, this season...
But at the same time, it's like, I'm not going in, so yeah, if you want to go in, you go in, right? So I get that, too.
But then it's like, this season, there's not a weak girl. Like, there... And it comes down with guys, too. There's not a weak guy. There's some that are not very good at some things, but everyone has their...
There's no real layups.
Exactly.
They're all gone.
Everyone has, like, something. You know what I mean? Something that could make it to, like... This person can win a challenge. But look what happened with Jay before he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like, oh, this guy's so bad. Like, he's not as strong. He's not good. He's not blah, blah, blah.
He's a layup.
He sent two fucking guys home. Yep. Two, not
back
one.
Back to back,
two.
Really.
So it's like, you know what I mean? So, like, yeah, like, he has a point saying, like, oh, yeah, but, like, why you give her this, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, but, like, you never know who's going to win because the girls are good. Like, there's not, like, a very bad girl that, like, you will be like, oh, she's really bad.
I think people think Big T is a bit of a layup, but even last time she's on, she did pretty good than what people expected. We haven't seen... Bailey's very strong, like, socially, and, like, as she's a big, you know, dominant personality. We don't know how good she is at
Bailey.
Elimination.
I feel like she's a good runner, though, from what we've seen. I feel like she has good running endurance, so
yeah.
In the final, she might do okay.
Is that the one that is dating the guy?
Swaggy C.
Swaggy? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You're right, though. There
She's
is
so new that, like,
So that elimination was crazy. Tori versus Jenna.
It was.
Everyone expected Tori.
It was expected, but unexpected. It was expected for the ones that we knew Jenna wasn't gonna give up.
Mm-hmm.
Unexpected for all the ones that were like, yes, Jenna's not gonna give up, but you know what? Like, she's fighting with Zach. She loves him. She's gonna go home.
Jenna came out on fire. She started grabbing those big bricks, carrying two at a time, smashing them right. And Tori was smashing things wrong and trying to do it all wrong strategy-wise. So I think that screwed her in the end because you wasted that first little bit
doing it the wrong way. I think Tori was excited.
And if you look at
the... And it came down to like seconds, too. It was like a nail-biter, and that's my favorite time when it's close.
It literally was like... it was like 1 second, right?
Yeah, it was super close.
Yeah.
Which is sad. Sad to see... the relationship that Jordan and Tori had, just kind of like...
Well, I was proud of Jordan. Like he didn't... he was losing it while it was happening, but he came right down, and I thought he was going to yell and smash stuff.
He almost did,
He came up and hugged her and was like, you did so good. And I was like, whoa.
He was kind of angry. He's like, you had it. Just listen to me. And then he's like... And she's like, I did my best. Sorry. And he's like, I'm proud of you. I think he caught himself there. Because you could kind of see he was angry because... She wasn't necessarily listening to him.
He's a terrible teammate. He's a terrible team player.
It depends. It's
like he's good.
This is the thing. It's like they say with if you watch that Michael Jordan document that's going on, what kind of leader MJ was, is he would, if you weren't up to par, he would tell you. And some people take that the wrong way and they don't want to work with you, but some people it makes them better.
Okay.
Right? So he has that way. Like, if he was like me that way, I wouldn't take it personally. I'd just be better because I'd want team to be better. But, for a lot of, especially with girls, dude, you can't be that extreme.
Man. That reminds me of, what... I'm trying to think here. What season was that? I think it was Battle of the Exes that Zach was screaming at... Who he was screaming to? That he was like, move! The fuck are you doing? Get out of here! I'm gonna carry you! And then he did that one episode, and then I think in the final, he was the one cramping out and being like, I can move.
Zach?
Oh, I can move. And then this girl was super polite, because after that, she was like, oh yeah, whatever.
He died on the mountain.
Yeah, what was the partner?
Yeah, he was yelling at, I want to say it was Laurel, but it wasn't. Laurel was the other, it was with, Who was Zach with? Was it?
But that's what I want to bring out here. It's like, there are people, as you said, that are very good at giving directions, that are others that are terrible.
And at receiving them, too.
Oh.
That are good. You can take things. And some people are good. They're like, whatever, Jordan, when he yells at them. He's like, whatever, Jordan, you know? I like Jordan as a competitor.
I don't know, man. I don't like the way
he's really good.
People.
You can't argue the numbers either. 3 for 5.
I know, but
he's got a disability.
This is what I see, and it's a stupid comparison, but it's how I see it at least. It's like Hitler. Some people look at Hitler being like, oh, he's so good. He changed so many people's lives.
Really?
I know
a lot
of people.
Never heard that one. But
okay. If you can find 10 people, who feel that way, let me know.
Oh, I can find you.
Five.
I can find you some. I can find you some that they think that he's really smart and America's he's all this. I know. No,
well,
but
listen, even the worst people, even the worst people have some good qualities.
No, I'm not saying he's bad. All I'm saying is in my opinion, yes, he's
Jordan
a
is
good
just
player.
Too much.
He's just exactly. Too much. He's what Paulie is becoming right now.
But Paulie can't back it up.
Exactly, which is good for Jordan, but it still doesn't... It doesn't justify he being mean to people. One thing that my mom taught me when I was younger is son, I'm going to teach you something about stealing. And I was like, okay, what is it? And she's like, I'm going to ask you a question. If someone steals a piece of candy, just one candy that is 25 cents, and someone steals a bank and rob $2 million. Which one is worse? In your opinion, which one is worse? Or Sam, in your opinion, which one is worse?
I've heard this kind of debate before.
Okay, but give me your opinion. What do you think?
I don't know.
It's not. It's not. There's not a right. There's not a right or wrong answer. It's just what my mom taught me.
No, it's one of those things where people a lot of times put it in the way of you could save this one person, but 10 other people die, or you could save the 10 person and that one person dies.
Yeah,
but I'll tell you the situation. I know they're bad, but this one is the whole thing with this one is like my mom told me. I said, well, in my opinion, I think the bad one is the guy who robbed the bank. And she's like, no, if you think about it, both of them are wrong because both of them are stealing. Doesn't matter what it is, they're stealing something. You know what I mean? So, like, that makes the whole situation bad. Even if you're stealing a penny or you're stealing $2 million, you're still stealing. Mm-hmm. So it's like, again, my mom could be wrong, but I was born that way. So, like, for me, when someone treats bad a person, if I come to you, Nelson, and I say, like, fuck, Nelson, and I start treating you bad, then that's you as a person. And then that's me showing you that I am that kind of person. I treat bad people, no matter what it is. So it's like, I like Jordan. He's a great competitor. I don't like how he personally handles that when it comes to, like, that moment of the challenge that he's like, oh, man, there hasn't been a challenge that he doesn't treat bad someone. He's always, like, telling people, like, you suck. You shouldn't listen to me. Yeah, blah, this and that. It's like,
it's a character trait.
And exactly. And he doesn't feel remorse. He's always being like, well, you know, like, yeah, I don't know. I think I could do better. Like,
as long as he's winning, he won't feel remorse. And then when it doesn't work out for him, then he'd be like,
I've never seen him apologizing to anyone.
Yeah, that's
true. He apologized to Bailey, though.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but because freaking Tori wasn't.
And it seemed genuine, but then he
apologized.
Yeah, and it seemed genuine. No, there was a few times where Tori's caught him too, but, like, yeah, he still wasn't, like, big on saying sorry.
I think Tori's a good plus for him.
They're perfect.
She's started, like, teaching him that. Being like, bro, you gotta be more, like, apologetic. You gotta be more nice to people, because sometimes you take it out of the line and be too rude to people. So yeah, this one we have to leave it short because we got a lot of things to do. If you want to listen to more of our podcast, go to Spotify, go to Apple Podcasts. We have how many episodes right now, Nelly? 10?
They're fifth, I think.
Five?
Okay. Oh, four or five with her.
With Sam, it's probably five. So, okay, if you want to listen, go give it a listen. We did, I think the first one that we did with Sam is when we did the predictions. For the challenge, I think most of our predictions are gone. Well, at least mine's are gone. I think mine's are gone.
I think I said Jenny, didn't I? Well, no, it's Tori.
We all kind of said Jenny. Yeah,
that was that's the only one that is keeping us together.
That one's the odds on that one are, yeah.
But Nelly said Jay for the guys.
Jay, no.
Yeah, I did. Oh, it was me that said Jay.
Yeah, I said, who did I say? I said, I think this is the year Kyle might get it done.
Kyle, yeah, okay,
yeah, because
okay.
He's not a lot of camera time anymore, but I think he might figure it out.
Sam, what did she say? I think you said.
I think I said if Bananas plays properly, he might.
He might win it. Okay.
I think if he gets to a final, then he'll have a lot of answers. Does he still have the final? Because it's been he hasn't been to a final in
forever.
Ever.
So
yeah, true.
If you want to go see those and you want to see our predictions and make your own predictions, because at the end of the day, we're just guessing here. We don't know what's happening in the TV show, so we're just guessing.
We're not doctors.
No, like, we're not a specialist in the challenge. We want to be, but yeah, we don't know what's really happening there. So make your predictions, comment on the thing, share the episodes with people that are big challenge lovers if they want to just have a little bit of, like, you know, like, now we're all at home doing nothing, just probably watching YouTube and I don't know what else you guys watch.
Reality TV.
So if you want that extra reality TV fix, you can go listen to our podcast in any platform. I'm going to try to put it on YouTube. I know a lot of people are into YouTube, so I'm going to try to do something visual with that. We work with that later. You mentioned Kyle before we finish this one. I want to talk about Kyle next episode, because in this one right here, I mentioned it to Nelson on Thursday or Wednesday. I said, like, bro, I think old Kyle is back. And then Nelson was like,
I hope.
I hope. And I was like, you got to watch this episode. just a yes or no answer. Do you think he's back? A little?
I have to see. I think Kyle used to be the Bear, and Bear's sort of taken that place of like the guys hooking up with all the girls, being funny and witty and obnoxious. Kyle was not as much as Bear, but a little bit that kind of guy until Bear came. So, but, you know, I think if Kyle focuses on, because he's not bad at eliminations, he's a decent competitor. He's like, good. He just
we
needs
just want
to get
TV Kyle
and he
just, back.
And he's also always like aligned with Bananas in them. So, like, Bananas get out early, Leroy would get out early, so he can be screwed pretty early.
So, we'll see. Hopefully hope he's so, back, but
because he's a great character.
He's funny. He's
so
funny.
Funny.
Do you like Kyle?
He is. Oh yeah, I totally agree with what you guys are saying. I like him. I like him now that he's not actually hooking up with people, and they just kind of.
Yeah, does he have like a girlfriend or something?
Yeah,
because
he does.
Yeah, he does.
So that's why he's so
they
chill.
Looked at him in like his little side comments when things are happening, like fights and stuff.
Oh,
and
it's
hilarious.
The best.
That was so funny.
It's like. Let them fight. Let Nelson talk. He's digging his own grave.
Yeah. We're going to let Nelson talk. He's digging his own grave.
So
yeah, his accent makes it better too, for sure.
No, same. That's why Bear and him are so much.
So I want for next episode if you guys can think about like the best Kyle moments. Because
the Kyle Pauly stuff was the best.
Let's do a Kyle segment. And we'll do some Kyle quotes next.
Let's go.
We'll put on our best British accents.
I like that a lot.
That's awesome.
Mine's gonna be terrible. I'm the worst at accents. So please wait for the entertainment.
It's you guys are being bad to me because I already have an accent. To try to make another accent is like
I want to hear a British Columbian accent. British
Do it in your Canadian accent.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, guys. But anyways, if you enjoy this podcast, again, just share it with your friends, with people that listen to this thing. We're going to try to keep doing this. It's a work in progress. We know it's not the greatest thing out there, but we're working on it. If you have suggestions, if you want us to talk about something in a specific, just throw those our way because... Thank you to Sam. Listen, I'm all over, like, in the clothes, I'm all over right now, but I want to thank you, Sam, because what Nelly and I did before, we're good at talking. We're very good at talking, I feel. Not to give that away, like, oh, yeah, like, sound cocky or anything. But Sam, she's very good at talking, but she's also very organized. And you have brain, if you listen to our podcast... From 5 weeks ago to now, it sounds completely different. It sounds more organized. It sounds like a girl is running the show. And that's Sam.
If you want something done right, guys, get a girl to do it.
Well, I'm single.
I'm sorry, I'm
facts, though.
Okay, I'm not single, but yeah. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
And then, yeah.
I'm joking.
So thank you so much. Thank you so much for just being part of this. Thank you for jumping on this crazy adventure that we're all doing. I know things are probably going to get back to normal pretty soon, but I want to say that I hope that you stick around with us because we really like you. And
absolutely.
Hopefully we could do this no matter what it is. If we have to do it in a weekend or a day that you're not working, we'll make it work.
All right, sounds like a plan, guys. I love doing it, so thanks for letting me join the party.
Yeah. Love it, love it, love it. And then one last thing. Nelson is about to press that button, but we're going to do this quickly. I could see it, which is awesome. The one last thing I want to mention is today is Big Nelson's birthday. I'm not going to give your age away because I know people don't like sometimes
I'm 30.
That.
I'm 30. It's okay.
Dirty so Nelson 30 is for the Nelson.
Dirty 30. Throwing it back to the Dirty 30s challenge.
So, you know, Nelson knows me more than Sam in this fact because, you know, I'm all about singing. So I'm going to sing happy birthday to you.
Can you sing it in Spanish?
I'll sing it in
Spanish.
I want to hear it in Spanish.
Feliz cumpleaños a ti. Feliz cumpleaños a ti.
This shit's hard.
Feliz cumpleaños, Nelson. Feliz cumpleaños a ti.
That's so good.
Yay!
I like how you said Nelson. Like, you gotta, like, bend it to the song.
It's like Nelsono.
Listen, no. I thought you'd go Nelly, because Nelly kind of flows with that T.
I was gonna do it, but then, you know, you gotta keep it. You know, Nelson.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
And for your French Canadian part, I'll say
Bonafet,
Nelson.
There
yeah,
we
go. Bonafet.
There's one little. I'm not really good at surprises, man. I suck at surprising people. I'm terrible, and I know you. I like you're very like not into surprises. I tried to buy you a freaking bagel one day and he's giving me the hardest time ever. He's like, Juan, you don't gotta do this. Like, sorry, Juan, no, bro. I like, and I was like, bro, it's just me. Just take it. Take a freaking bagel. He's like, I freaking hate it, but okay, I'll take it. So we have a little surprise with Sam for you for next episode.
Okay.
I want you to
keep
prepare.
It a surprise.
No, no, it's Juan, a surprise. Yeah, it's a surprise.
I'm really bad at surprises, Juan.
It's a surprise. I just want you to prepare your brain for it.
Oh, gosh, I'm really scared.
So, the anticipation.
That's the best part. Because now you're going to be thinking about, like, what the hell is this surprise?
I'm terrified now.
It's not a bagel. I'll tell you that. Not a freaking bagel. Or it's not okay. An ice cap. Not that's medium fine. Ice cap.
It's better baked good.
Oh, boy.
But hopefully you love it. We did it because we appreciate what you do, especially me, man. I know since the beginning when I started the podcast, I said to you, like, bro, I would love to have you in the podcast. I think we have good conversations and I feel that we just will sound good together. And you say, let's do it. And let's since it. That day, I said, like, bro, this guy is awesome. And we also, like, we had a good connection before.
Enough about me.
But that, no, bro, like, it's your birthday.
It's
you
your
need
birthday.
To get
that's
those freaking good
about.
Compliments. But after that day, I was like, this guy is the kind of guy that is going to be with me by any time. So I appreciate that a lot.
Of course, man.
And happy birthday. I'm not going to cry.
Thanks, guys. Thank you guys so much. You're
and
the
then
best.
Again, if you want to go say happy birthday to Nelson, you could do it to his social media. Go follow him next on Alexander.
Video with the billboards.
Let's go. Okay, guys, awesome. Have a good weekend. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Yeah, have a good birthday, Nelson. Bye.
Thank you.